今天晚上，你的儿女们在你的名里面一同聚集，主啊，你是何等宝贵，何等慈爱，又何等信实的主。你应许我们说，在地上若是有两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在他们的中间。主啊，愿今天晚上每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们带着敞开的心，带着恭敬的灵，聚集在你面前的时候，主你的同在，借着圣灵，清楚地显明在每一个人的身上，也显明在我们所住的环境中，我们能够从日常的喧嚣、繁琐，还有劳累中被带出来，我们进入你神圣的同在，借着内住的圣灵，我们进入与你那属天的喜乐和交通的里面。亲爱的主耶稣，你已经得着荣耀，坐在父神宝座的右边，圣灵已经赏赐下来，哦，并且住在每一个属你儿女们的心中。愿今天晚上，你借着你的话语，主啊，解开你的真理，带我们进入真理的实际。主啊，我感谢你，我们许多亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在日常生活中，在自己个人的生活的里面，常常经历圣灵，就是恩高，在我们里面教导我们，引领我们，扶持我们，并且做我们的力量。亲爱的主耶稣，愿今天晚上这个真理在我们里面发出亮光，叫我们被带进这真理的实际。我们把自己、把亲爱的弟兄姊妹都恭敬交在你的手中。主啊，你告诉我们说你是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。是父神亲自在栽培这棵葡萄树，所以我们愿意接受父神在我们身上一切的做工作，好叫我们连于基督住在主里面，并且结出果子来，叫父神的心得着喜悦，叫人得着祝福。我们把感谢赞美多多的献给你，谢谢你听我们的祷告。奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，
阿门，
阿
阿
门。
门。
弟兄姊妹们好，
Hello, brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们要交通一个新的题目。
Today we'll be sharing a new topic.
本来这个题目是说认识恩高，顺从恩高。
Before the topic was to know and obey the teaching of the anointing.
我这一次把它改成就写顺从恩高的教训。
And so the topic is now obey the teaching of the anointing.
我们首先读几处的经文。
Let's first read a couple of verses.
约翰福音第十五章第一节。
The first is John 15, verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the vine grower.
第四节，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
Abide in me, and I in you.
我们中文圣经把它翻成藏在，我们知道这个字呢，在约翰一书里面就把它翻成住在，所以我再读一遍，你们要住在我里面，我也住在你们里面。
And so here in Chinese, the translation translates to hide ourselves in him, and so it's to abide in me, and I will, and I in you.
这个藏在不是那个 hide 啊。不是躲藏，他说 you always in me。
Oh, always, sorry.
Always， 没有，这个，呀呀，莉莉亚，你翻得非常好。 Yeah. 那么我们再读两处的经文。
And we'll read two other verses.
约翰一书第二章第二十节。
First John chapter 2, verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
这个圣者，我们知道那是指着主耶稣基督说的。
Here, this Holy One is referring to Jesus.
受了恩膏，这是指着我们所领受的，住在我们里面的圣灵说的。
And to receive this anointing is to receive the indwelling Holy Spirit.
使徒约翰在这里他告诉每一个接受他书信的弟兄姊妹。
And so the Apostle John tells us that every single person who accepts this.
他说我们不仅领从主耶稣领受了内住的圣灵。
And that not only do we receive the indwelling Holy Spirit.
他说并且知道关于圣灵的这一切的事情。
But also in regards to the Holy Spirit, we know all things.
这个知道不是普通的头脑 mental 的 knowledge 而已。
And this knowledge is not just mental knowledge.
他这个知道是一个从经验中看见，从经验中体会到的一个认识。
But rather this knowledge is something that we are able to experience and understand from our experiences.
所以今天晚上我们交通呢，对于每一位已经信了主耶稣的弟兄姊妹。
And so tonight, for every single person who has believed in the Lord,
我相信我们从主领受圣灵这件事情，我们不需要再多解释了。
That we don't have to explain more about receiving the Holy Spirit from God.
而且圣灵住在我里面的证据，我们也不需要太多的去说明。
And we don't have to talk too much about the proof of receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们知道了这件事情，我们已经体会到这件圣灵住在我里面，那么我们读下一节，就是约翰一书二章二十七节。
And so we know and understand about receiving the Holy Spirit, and then we'll read, sorry, what verse?
二章二十七节。
First John
7. Yeah. 你们从主所受的恩膏，常存在你们心里。并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
The anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
约翰告诉我们说，我们从主耶稣所领受的圣灵已经住在我们里面。
John tells us that the Spirit that we got from the Father is already dwelling in us.
那么圣灵在我们里面最重要的一件工作，就是来教导我们，并且引领我们住在主里面。
And the most important work of the Holy Spirit in us is to guide us and teach us about abiding in Him.
住在主里面的生活，是每一个信了耶稣基督神的儿女们都应该达到而且享受的生活。
And the life of abiding in the Lord is one that every person who believes in God should be able to reach to and enjoy.
这并不是一件少数人、特别的人才可以有的经历。
It's not an experience that only a few special people experience.
我们知道当教会对于真理被仇敌蒙蔽，教会呢，在真理上不清楚的时候，
And there are times when the church has been unclear about many truths.
许多相信主的人，他们找不到路，怎么样来住在主里面。
And many believers cannot find the way to abide in the Lord.
因为他们不认识住在里面的圣灵。
Because they don't know the indwelling Holy Spirit.
只有少数的人，他们蒙主的开启，好像经过非常艰辛的路，他们达到了一个光景。显出住在主里面的 祝福和享受。
And only a few people through what God revealed to them in a hard path that they could understand what it meant to abide and the blessings that came with it.
比如说在16世纪那个时候连因信称义的真理都被仇敌蒙蔽了。
And in the 16th century, even the truth of righteousness by faith was covered up by the devil.
啊，所以呢，人虽然愿意亲近神，但是却没有平安，没有生命。
Even though people wanted to draw near to the Lord, they didn't have peace, they didn't have life.
所以我们知道，今天所有属灵的经历都需要有真理做引导。把我们带进那个实际里面。
And so today, all of our spiritual experiences need the truth to bring us into it.
感谢主，今天我们活在末后的时代。
And thank God that today we live in this end time.
虽然外面属灵的环境是非常混乱和黑暗的。
Even though the outside spiritual environment is very dark and chaotic.
但是主在教会中所做恢复的工作我们所领受的要比从前的人多很多。
But the restoration which the Lord does in the church is greater than those before us.
所以许多的真理对我们来讲都是已经是解开的。
And so many of the truths have already been revealed or explained to us.
而且是许多弟兄姊妹走过了而且享受过了。
And it's what many people have already walked in and have enjoyed.
所以愿今天晚上主把这个真理向我们开启。
And so tonight, may God reveal this truth to us.
让我们每一个人都能答应主的呼召。
So that each of us can respond to his call.
就是我们来住在主里面。
It's that we should abide in him.
我们要感谢赞美主，我们是在那真葡萄树上。
We thank and praise the Lord that we are on this true vine.
我们是真葡萄树上的枝子。
And that we are a branch on the true vine.
所以父在基督里一切的丰富也都可以流到你和我的身上。
So that all the riches of the Father in Christ can be also, we can also receive it.
主在约翰福音15章第4节他的呼召说你们要住在我里面。
And in John 15:4, he calls us to abide in him.
这个呼召是给每一个相信耶稣基督的人。
And this calling is for every person who believes in the Lord.
不是只给教会中少数那些好像走在前面的人的。
It's not just for those few who may be walking in the front.
更不是像过去没有真理的时代，只有少数的在弟兄姊妹看是圣人的身上才可能有的，不是的。
And it's also not like in the past when they didn't know the truth and only the saints could do it.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们首先呢，来到主面前，我们思想如何住在主里面的时候。
And so first we should come before him and think about the times when we abide in him.
我们首先要献上我们的感谢。
And we first have to give him our thanks.
主啊，你已经救了我。
That the Lord has already saved us.
圣灵确实住在我里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
因着圣灵住在我里面，所以我答应主啊，我要住在你的里面。
And because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we agree that we want to abide in the Lord.
那么，若是我们住在主里面，我们才可能过一个真正基督徒的生活。
And only when we abide in the Lord, then we can live a true Christian life.
就是当我受到刺激要发脾气的时候，是圣灵帮助我不发脾气。
And that when I'm provoked and I want to have a temper, then the Holy Spirit helps me not to.
或者说我被环境胜过了，我说了一个谎，圣灵在我里面告诉我要认罪，要向别人道歉，这个叫做住在主里面。
Or when I'm overcome by the environment and I lie, but the Holy Spirit in me tells me to repent.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个基督徒要真正的过基督徒的生活，我们必须要住在主里面。
For a Christian to truly live a Christian life, we have to abide in the Lord.
我们上次也稍微提到一点，要住在主里面，不是凭着头脑的记性。
We also brought up how to abide in the Lord is not just from our head knowledge or a good memory.
我过去有一些圣徒们，他们觉得这个真理太好了，所以我们呢，要常常想到这个事情，然后我们要 去亲近主，他们认为那样叫做住在主里面。
Previously, some people thought that this truth is so good, so we have to constantly think about it in order to draw near to Him and abide in Him.
或者我们要非常谨慎，要压抑自己，我们才能够表现出一个好像是住在主里面的生活。
Or that we have to very carefully put down ourselves to appear that we abide in Him.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样。
But this is not true.
我自己年轻的时候，第一次听到住在主里面的信息的时候。
When I was younger, and the first time I heard about the message of abiding in the Lord.
也看见一些弟兄姊妹介绍这个那些操练住在主里面他们弟兄姊妹们的传记和见证。
And I also heard about the biographies and testimonies of those who were able to exercise abiding in the Lord.
一面来讲，我很羡慕他们那样的达到那种的生活和光景。
And on one hand, I was envious of that they were able to achieve this perspective or this life.
但是另外一面呢，我又觉得很丧气，我想我这一辈子不可能了。
But on the other hand, I felt hopeless because I felt like I couldn't do that in my life.
我那时候感觉说，我就是一个很平常的人，我也是一个很平凡的基督徒，我不可能做那种超级基督徒，像劳伦斯弟兄那样。
And I felt that I was a very normal person, a normal Christian. I couldn't do those extraordinary things like Brother Lawrence.
Oh, 我不是 normal, 是一个 common Christian.
Oh, common.
Normal, 那是不得了的，那是好得很的啊。Common 呢，就是我只 mediocre, 我只要过得去就好了。我祷告，主听我祷告，我就够了。
And so I felt that I was a common or mediocre Christian, that as long as the Lord heard my prayers, this was good enough.
我不要变成圣人。
I didn't need to be like a saint.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候我对于住在主里面就是这个概念。
So this was my understanding of abiding the Lord at that point.
这个概念呢，蒙蔽了我许多的日子。
And this concept blinded me for many years.
直到主怜悯我，在住在主里面的道路上面，借着他的话语引导我。
Until the Lord had mercy that he led me through his words in the way of abiding in the Lord.
住在主里面呢，不仅我们要答应主的呼召。
To abide in the Lord is not just to accept his calling.
不仅我们要爱慕，要住在主里面。
But that we also have the love to abide in him.
而且我们要找到那一条路，就是实行的路，好叫那个事实在我身上变成我的经历。
And we have to find the way in which this truth can become the experience in me.
为什么我说我们已经住在主里面是一个事实的？
And so why do I say that it's already a fact that we abide in the Lord?
因为我们真的重生得救。
Because we've already been born again and saved.
我们不是被人工的装在基督的里面。
It's not that we
artificially put into Christ.
It's not that we're artificially put in Christ.
我们是生在基督里面。
But rather we're born again in Christ.
是父神把我们放在基督里面，那是一个事实。
And this is the truth that the Father put us in Christ.
所以我们已经与葡萄树是一，是连在一起的。
And that we are already one with the true vine.
但是这个连在一起，可能只是一时的经历，是一个事实，是一个地位。
And this union is an experience, it's a truth, it's a position.
但是在我们日常生活中却表现不出他丰满的祝福。
But then in our daily life, we are not able to live out the fullness of his blessings.
所以主呼召我们，我们有一个本分，需要有一个责任，需要操练，就是我们要住在主里面。
And so when the Lord calls us, we have the responsibility to abide in him.
那么我们怎么住呢？
But how do we abide?
我们讲到过去有些人就到修道院里面，他们认为天天去祷告，天天去默想，那个就是住了。
And so before, some people they thought that they had to be
a monk,
monastery, and to pray every day. This is how to abide.
Yeah, 每天做功课一样的这样子啊，所以我年轻的时候觉得主啊，我不可能，我不会去做修道士的。
And so as if they were doing homework, they prayed every day. I thought that I couldn't be a monk.
弟兄姊妹们，也有的人认为呢，是要用寄信的。
Or some people will think that you have to use your memory.
好，弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们人有做人的责任。你记得你想到的时候是，但是你思想在别的事上的时候，你是不是就不住在主里面了？
And so we also have human responsibility. So when you're thinking about other things, are we not abiding in the Lord anymore?
不是的，弟兄姊妹。所以呢，我们要找到那一条路。
So we have to find the correct way or path.
感谢主，使徒约翰在他晚年的时老年的时候，他写了约翰福音，又写了约翰一二三书。
And thank God that in his later years, John wrote the Gospel of John and also 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
如果我们用简单的话来讲，约翰福音呢，他介绍什么是生命，那个生命在基督的里面。
And John talks about what is life and that this life is in Christ.
那么约翰一二三书呢，他讲到呢，我们怎么样在自己的日常生活中得着基督，得着生命。
And then 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John talks about how in our own lives we can receive the life and receive Jesus.
所以约翰一二三书在实行上面是非常重要的书信。
And so 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John are very important in our actual actions or how we live it out.
他把那实行的路具体的告诉了我们。
It tells us about the way of actually doing it.
在约翰一书第二章二十七节，约翰告诉我们说，我们已经从主领受了那个恩膏。
1st John 2:27 tells us that we've already received from him the anointing.
这个恩膏住在我们的里面。
And that this anointing abides in you.
弟兄姊妹，这告诉我们说，我们每次来聚会，每次读经，每次祷告，或者我们生活中安静的时候，我们来觉察住在我里面的圣灵。
This tells us that when we go to gatherings, when we pray, when we read His word, or in the quiet times in our life, we can seek the indwelling Spirit.
我们来承认并且来感谢。
Now we can accept this and we can be thankful.
这不是凭感觉，这是用信心。
And this is not based on our feelings, but by faith.
为什么呢？主啊，我现在不知道你的同在是什么样子，不像我刚蒙恩得救那个感觉，但是我知道你没有离开我。
We may not know what the Lord's presence looks like when we first believe, but we know that He'll never leave us.
我们就到主面前说，主，我感谢你，你与我同在。
And so we come before him and we say, we thank you that you are with us.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做恩膏住在我里面，是一个事实，我们要承认，要感谢。
And this is what it means for the anointing to abide in you. This is the truth and we should acknowledge it and be thankful for it.
我记得我年轻的时候，年长基督徒教导我们，带领我们操练这件事情。
And when I was younger, the older Christians, they would teach us and guide us in exercising this.
有时候大家有一点时间，比如说我们二十分钟祷告，那么大家认为呢，只要每一个人都开口祷告，那就很有主的同在。
And when we had time, for example, 20 minutes to pray, some people believe that if everyone prayed, then the God's presence was with us.
但是如果人不多，我们每一个人都祷告完了，还有时间，那怎么办？
But if everyone already prayed once and there was still time, what do we do?
我们就很安静。
We would just be quiet.
那安静的时候是不是就是死寂呢？就 deadly silent 呢？ Silence.
So is this quietness deadly silence?
好，这个时候那有经验的那个老练的带领我们的姊妹就讲，他说，弟兄姊妹，你能不能轻轻的在主面前说，主，我感谢你，你与我同在。
But the older experiences are said that do we say to the Lord, we thank you that you are with us.
甚至有时候我们安静一段时间，我都觉得很闷了，好像很 boring 了。那么忽然之间就听到这位姊妹她讲，她说，主耶稣，感谢你，你的同在好得无比，你正在我们中间。
And so sometimes when we've been quiet for so long that it's boring, we'll hear the sister say, we thank you that your precious presence is with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常这样操练的，就发现圣灵内住是一个真实的事实。
And if you often do this, then you know that the indwelling Holy Spirit is a truth, is a reality.
那么圣灵住在我们里面是做他最重要的工作是什么呢？
And what is the most important work of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us?
我们记得主耶稣介绍圣灵说他是另一位保惠师。
And that Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit as another comforter.
他在我们里面呢，是要来安慰我们，来帮助我们，来教导我们。
And the Holy Spirit in us is to comfort us, to help us, and to guide us.
所以约翰告诉我们说，我们遇见事情来的时候，并不用人来教导我们。
And so when we encounter things, we do not need another person to teach us.
自有主的恩膏在凡事上教导我们。
But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things.
弟兄姊妹们，我先讲，我们要觉察并且尊重，进而认识住在我们里面的圣灵。
And so first we have to perceive, to honor, and to know the anointing, the Holy Spirit in us.
弟兄姊妹，若是今天你现在坐在这里聚会，你想想在你里面有什么思想，有什么感觉，有什么声音吗？
And so today, as you're sitting here in the gathering, do you have any thoughts, any feelings, any voices in you?
那有些感觉你知道是圣灵呢，还是出于你自己呢，还是别的声音呢？
For some feelings or voices, do you know if it's from you, from the Holy Spirit, or from somewhere else?
这是我们要认识圣灵啊。我们第一个，除了我们要感谢、赞美，并且承认他的同在以外，我们要学会来分辨。
Besides acknowledging, praising, and thanking for the presence of the Holy Spirit, the second thing to do is to discern.
许多有经验的神的儿女们告诉我们。
And many experienced children of God tell us.
也从神的话语里面我们看见。
And we also see it from the word of God.
在我们的人生经历中。
And from our daily experiences.
在我们日常生活里面呢，我们里面常常会有几种的意识、感觉或声音，它们的源头是不同的。
And so in our daily life, we might have different types of thoughts or feelings or voices, and they have different sources.
Yeah, even consciousness.
Consciousness.
弟兄姊妹们，第一个蒙恩得救神的儿女们呢，会有一个意识是出于圣灵，就是恩膏给我们的意识。
And so the first is that they may have consciousness from the anointing.
Yeah, 第二个是出于我自己原来的生命里面的感觉和意识。
And the second may be from your own life, from yourself.
第三个，有的时候撒旦仇敌啊，会把一些的思想、意念和感觉射到我们里面来的第三种。
And the third is from Satan that he may put different minds or feelings or voices in you.
所以呢，约翰讲，你觉察知道了圣灵住在你里面，你还要来分辨因为呢，圣灵在凡事上教导我。
And so once you're able to perceive the Holy Spirit in you, you also have to discernment because the Holy Spirit teaches us in all things.
但是对于一件事临到我，可能我里面呢，一下有这个感觉，一下有那个感觉，一下又有另外一个思想。
But when a single thought or matter comes to you, you might have this feeling, that feeling, or another one.
我们首先要分辨这个声音，这个意识，这个感觉的 source, 它的源头是从哪里来。
So first we have to figure out or discern where the source of our consciousness or feeling or voice is from.
如果我觉察到这个是恩膏的教导，那我们就要恭敬，要顺服。
And if we perceive that it's the teaching, the anointing, then we have to obey it.
若是我们感觉这是出于我自己的个性，我自己的理由，我自己的感情，那我们要学习放下，甚至弃绝。
But if we discern that it's from ourselves, our own feelings, our own logic, then we have to learn to put it down.
如果是出于仇敌的搅扰和攻击，那么我们就要抵挡，要拒绝它。
But if it's because the devil stirred up or the devil's attack, then we have to refuse and strive against it.
我先讲这三种，那么接下来我要介绍这三种它们的特性是什么。
And so those are the three types, and then I'll explain further about each one.
在约翰的交通的里面，他把圣灵他用恩膏 来说明。
John talks about the Holy Spirit as the anointing.
那么我们知道这个讲到恩膏是指着他在我们里面运行的方式 带给我们的经历和感觉是什么。
And so this anointing is the way that it moves in us and the experiences and feelings that it brings to us.
那么它运行的时候像膏油涂在一个很很干燥的皮肤上面一样。
And so when it moves, it's like the oil being poured on the, or anointed on the dry skin.
它带给我们是何等的滋润，带给我们何等样的抚慰和神圣的能力。
And so it brings us nourishment, comfort, and is full of holy power.
这个滋润我们可以说它 moisture us, 然后它的抚慰可以说它 soothing us。然后带来一个神圣的平安的能力，这 divine holy peaceful 这 powerful 的 peace 在我们里面，那个叫做生命的感觉。
And so these life feelings are the moisturizes the soothing and the divine powerful peace.
弟兄姊妹们，那么它带来的特性是什么呢？在约翰福音里面主耶稣讲到圣灵是真理的圣灵。
And the special characteristics is that we talk about how the Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
他的教导是照着真理的。
And that his guidance is based on the truth.
或者这样讲，他的教导就是真理。
Or that his guidance is the truth.
那么保罗在经历里面讲到圣灵他说他圣灵是生命的灵。
And in Paul's experiences, he describes it as the Spirit of life.
他的教导一定带来生命的。
And that his guidance must bring life.
并且呢是带我们走生命的路的。
And also brings us to walk in the way of life.
什么叫做生命呢？
So what is life?
是叫我们更像基督的，更多得着基督的性格和性情的。
It's that we're able to be more like Jesus and to receive more of his nature, his character.
那么主耶稣在使徒行传第一章第八节里面讲到只等我们圣灵降临我们就从上头得着能力，所以圣灵也是生命能力的灵。
And that when the Holy Spirit comes on us, then we'll receive strength, so it's also the Spirit of power and strength.
这就是他带给我们的意识，带给我们的感觉，或者说话声音里面的特性。
And so this is the consciousness, the feeling, the voices that it brings to us.
而他的感动在我们里面常常是好像有又好像没有，是非常的滋润，而且叫我们里面感觉是微小的声音的。
And so we often may feel or not feel the Holy Spirit moving in us. It's a very soft, gentle voice.
他从不勉强我们。
It will never force us.
他从不强迫我们。
He'll never compel us or force us.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵他带来的意念是要把平安和生命带给愿意顺服的人。
And so the mind of the Holy Spirit is to bring life and peace to whoever is willing to submit to it.
刚才我们读的这些经文在约翰福音第十四章十七节讲到，这宝惠师就是真理的圣灵。
And the verse that we read that the Comforter is the Spirit of Truth.
那么罗马书第八章第二节，保罗说到，这生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里面就使我们得着释放。
And that for the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free.
在使徒行传第一章第八节讲到，我们必从上头得着能力。我们这个能力是什么呢？成为耶稣的见证，活出基督来。
And that we receive this power from the Holy Spirit. This power is so that we can be witnesses or testimonies to Jesus.
若是我们觉察到有这种的生命的感觉，你去顺服他，那顺服圣灵的人就结出生命和平安的果子来。
And so if we're able to submit and follow this, then we'll have the fruits of peace.
Yeah. 所以这在罗马书第八章第六节。
And that we'll have the mind on the spirit is life and peace.
Yeah, life and peace. 弟兄姊妹们，那么第二种在我们里面有的意识感觉是出于自己的意念和想法的。
And the second type is our minds and our thoughts are from ourselves.
它的源头就是我自己。的个性。
Its sources ourselves or our personality or character.
就是我自己的知识。
It's my own wisdom.
啊，我自己的理由。
Or my own reasoning.
我的 reasoning 或者我的 excuse。
啊，
那这个东西啊，保罗称它叫做人的肉体。
And Paul calls this our flesh.
而人的肉体，如果你顺从它的话，带来的是属灵的死亡。
And if we follow our flesh, this brings spiritual death.
因为在罗马书第七章第十八节，保罗从他自己的经历里面告诉我们。
In Romans 7:18, Paul tells us from his own experiences.
他说呢，我也知道，在我里面，就是我肉体之中没有良善。
For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful flesh.
他说。在他的里面是什么呢？就是他的肉体，而他的肉体的性质是什么呢？没有良善。
So he says that what's in him is his flesh, and his flesh has nothing good.
虽然我可以立志为善，但是呢，行却行不出来，那就是我的肉体。
And so your flesh is what has the, may have the desire to do good, but cannot carry it out.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那就证明了肉体里面没有良善，他可以有良善的心愿。但是没有良善的力量和生命。
And so the flesh has nothing good. It can have the desire to do so, but it does not have the ability to.
Yeah, 罗马书第八章第六节，他也告诉我们，他说，如果你体贴肉体，或者你照着肉体的心思来生活的话，他的结果就是死。
It tells us that if we're carnally minded, then the result is death.
那个死啊，不是你肉身死掉。
And this death is not just our physical flesh death.
这是属灵的死。
But it's a spiritual death.
怎么叫做属灵的死呢？
What is a spiritual death?
弟兄姊妹，就在你我里面失去了主的同在。
And this is if we lose the presence of God in us.
我举一个很简单的例子。
I'll provide a simple example.
如果聚会以前，我们发了个大脾气。
We had a big temper argument before the meeting.
那么你来聚会的时候，你是带着属灵的生命，带着基督来呢，还是带着没有主同在的一个感觉来呢？
So are we bringing our spiritual life, are we bringing Jesus to the gathering, or are we bringing something that's not spiritual?
或者我们刚刚说话很快乐的，但是不小心我说了一句骗人的话，而我又不肯承认。
Or if before we're speaking happily in the night lie, and I'm not willing to admit it?
那么我里面呢，就一直不平安。那个不平安就叫做属灵的死亡。
And this peace that when we lose this peace, and this peace is spiritual death.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，出于自己的，如果你跟从他，听起来很有道理，啊，很有理由。
If we follow what comes from ourselves, it may sound very logical, very good.
但是它的结果叫我们失去主的同在。
But the result is that we lose the presence of the Lord.
我们可能肉身还是很快乐，但是我们却不知道主在哪里。
Maybe our flesh is still very happy, but we don't know where the Lord is.
那么出于仇敌的是什么样的？
And so, what is it if the source is the devil?
我要读一下一些的经文，《哥林多后书》第二章十一节。
2 Corinthians 2:11.
我们知道保罗在这里提到仇敌啊，撒旦。在人心里面的辖制的方法。
And it talks about the schemes or the attacks of the Satan of Satan in us.
在哥林多后书第二章第十一节，他说：“免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。”
In order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes.
我们在读以弗所书第四章二十七节。
And then we'll read Ephesians 4:27.
使徒保罗在这里告诉我们说，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
It says, "Do not give place to the devil."
那么第六章十六节。
And then Ephesians 6:16.
此外，又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
In all circumstances, take up this shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one.
然后我们再读雅各书第四章第七节。
And then we'll read James 4:27.
Yeah, James 4:27. 在这里 雅各劝勉我们，故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑。
Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
弟兄姊妹们，仇敌给我们的射到我们心思意念里面的感觉，
The feelings that the devil has put into our thoughts or our mindset.
我们常常会被他欺骗，以为那就是我自己。
And so we may be fooled to think that this is from ourselves.
那么他就可以用这个感觉来控告你， 来定罪我们。
And then he can use his feeling to control us, to
condemn us, accuse and condemn us. 好，这样子啊，他就使得一个属主的人产生恐惧、害怕、自责。
And so it will produce fear in someone who believes in the Lord.
使人离开主，为什么？他觉得自己不够资格。
It will push us to walk away from the Lord because we think that we're not worthy of it.
甚至有的时候他会怀疑主。
We may even doubt the Lord.
这个时候呢，仇敌就挟制我们，使我们落进愁苦。
And this is when the devil will attack us, that we fall into this pit, this abyss.
我举一个例子。
I'll bring an example.
我传福音呢，有一些弟兄姊妹，有一些朋友们，他们听了福音，真心相信。
When I was preaching the gospel and some friends heard it and they truly did believe it.
他们遇见难处，他们求告主的名，主为他们解决。
When they encounter hardships, they call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord fixed it for them.
他们生病，他们祷告主，主医治他们。
Or when they were sick, they prayed to the Lord, and the Lord healed them.
他们里面满有平安和喜乐。
And they were full of peace and joy.
然后我们就交通给他们，你既然信了主，你就该受浸归入基督。
And so we share that since you believe in the Lord, that you should be baptized into him.
我们也把受浸的真理清楚地交通给他，他也祷告，他愿意受浸。
And we clearly share the truths of baptism, and he was willing. And
但是真的要到受浸前两个礼拜。
But in the 2 weeks before the baptism,
他说：“伯弟兄，请为我们祷告，我好痛苦。”
He said, "Brother Ward, please pray for us. We're in hardships."
我问他发生什么事情。
And so I asked what happened.
他说：“我安静的时候，我里面有一个意念说，看你这个样子，你有资格受浸吗？你怎么可以成为基督徒呢？”
And so when I was quiet, I had a voice saying, "Look at you. Are you even qualified to get baptized and be a Christian?"
他说：“我就看看，我真的是不行啊，我。”非常痛苦。
And so I realized I really couldn't, and I felt very miserable.
弟兄姊妹，那有经验的基督徒就会告诉他说，那不是你，那是撒旦来恐吓你。
So those who are experienced will say that this is not from you, this is Satan who's attacking you.
那个意念呢，是撒旦的火箭，到了你的心思意念里面，你认为是你自己，而且你觉得你对自己很诚实。但是就是因为我们不好，所以我们需要信耶稣，我们需要受浸。
And so that you think this thought is from yourself, but it's actually the flaming dart from Satan, and this is why you need to get baptized.
弟兄姊妹们，在这些点上面啊，不光是一个初信听福音的朋友会碰见这些问题。
And this is not something just those who are new believers will encounter.
一个在主里面有年日有侍奉的基督徒也可能碰到这些事情。
Anyone who has years of serving in the Lord can still encounter this problem.
所以我们不仅要觉察圣灵住在我里面，我要感谢承认以外。
And not only do we have to sense the Holy Spirit in us and to acknowledge it and be thankful for it.
当我碰见事情，我要寻求圣灵的教导和指引的时候，我需要去分辨在我里面的感觉和声音。
And when we encounter a problem or asking the Holy Spirit for help, we have to discern the thoughts and the feelings in us.
我们若是能够分辨呢，出于圣灵的弟兄姊妹，在我们里面像膏油一样的，是带给我们滋润、抚慰和神圣的平安的能力。
And if we're able to discern what's from the Holy Spirit, and this anointing is able to moisturize, soothe us, and have this divine peace, powerful peace.
Yeah, 也有的时候, 它带着光照, 让我看见我自己的本相。
And also may reveal to us the light of what we actually are.
弟兄姊妹, 若是出于自己的, 常常会有很强烈的自我的情绪, 感觉, 还有理由的。
If it's from ourselves, then we often have very self-consciousness and our own reasonings and excuses.
那么出于仇敌的, 常常是把我们从主身边拉开来的。 那些感觉的,
and what comes from Satan is often thoughts and feelings that bring us away from the Lord.
若是我们在这些点上肯学习操练的话,
if we're willing to learn and exercise on these points,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们就会在日常生活中, 每一件小事上面, 听见恩膏在我里面向我说话。
Then in our daily life, in every little thing, we can hear the anointing speaking to us.
有的时候, 弟兄姊妹们, 恩膏不一定要等我们去寻求, 因为他爱我们, 他要保护我们, 他要引导我们, 他就给我们这个感觉。
Sometimes this Holy Spirit, the anointing will not wait for us to seek it, but because it loves and wants to protect us, it will give us this feeling.
若是我们留意恩膏在我们里面, 你就会感觉为什么我会有这个想法, 是不是主? 我们停下来,
if we're conscious of the Holy Spirit in us, then when we have this feeling, we may ask, is this from the Lord? And we'll stop and wait there.
弟兄姊妹, 那个叫做圣灵的感动。
And this is called the touching of the Holy Spirit.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 你有没有过这样的经验?
And I don't know if you've had this experience.
我在早期 二十出头的时候,
when I was in my early 20s?
Yeah, 那个时候主开始怜悯我, 对于追求主的事情, 啊, 我非常的有兴趣, 而且非常乐意。
The Lord had mercy on me, and I had a lot of interest in knowing how to pursue the Lord.
我那时候开始学习, 每天要有自己的灵修的生活, 安静亲近主的生活。
I was learning every day to have my own devotional time, to have quiet time to draw near to the Lord.
但是年轻的时代也遇见很多人生要做决定、要做选择的事情。
When I was younger, I also encountered a lot of decisions and things I had to make.
所以有时候我常常在主面前把这些事情带到主面前祷告。
And so I often brought these things to the Lord and prayed about it.
我记得很清楚, 有一次我就是从学校, 啊, 回家, 走在路上, 圣灵就感动我, 等一下你回家不要先去做饭, 吃饭, 你回房间, 来亲近我, 祷告。
I remember clearly I was walking home from school, and I felt that when I went home, I shouldn't cook or do anything, but go in the room and pray and read first.
那个感觉啊, 好像是里面有一个力量推着我, 说你赶快回家去祷告。
And this feeling felt like there was something inside of me pushing me to go home and to pray.
啊, 那一次啊, 我顺服了那个感动, 我回到家呢, 把东西放下, 关上门, 锁上, 我就跪下来。
And this time I opened them, I obeyed the moving, I went home, I closed the door, started praying, and it felt like the heavens were opened.
这样子主在我们身上, 凡事上教导我们。
And this is how the Lord in all things is able to guide and teach us.
还有一次啊, 我是去参加一个夏令会。
Another time I went to a retreat.
那个时候自己是单身, 年轻, 胃口非常好。
And so at this time, I was single, I was young, and I had a good appetite.
那夏令会那个餐厅呢, 营地的餐厅, 这个食物非常好可口。
And so at this time, at this retreat, the food in the cafeteria was really good.
我通常呢, 大概一餐饭我要去回去拿三次。
And you typically, for every meal, I go back and get it three more times.
那一天呢, 我拿了第一次啊, 我就和弟兄姊妹坐下来, 一边吃一边交通, 吃完了我就很自然的, 端起盘子要去拿第二次。
After my first round, I was eating and talking with everyone, and then I naturally got up to go get my second round.
但是我站起来的时候, 里面就感觉说, 不要吃了。
But as I got up, I had a feeling to not, that inside of me to not eat anymore.
我觉得很奇怪, 我那时候我知道那是主哈，我就想我还肚子饿，我还是拿着盘子要走，结果我又拿起来了，里面又有感觉说不要吃了。
I knew this was the Lord, but I thought it was strange, and I was hungry, so started to get up. But another feeling came and told me not to eat anymore.
第三次还是一样的感觉，说你不要再去拿了。
And the third time, I had the same feeling telling me not to go get it again.
我想这是主很清楚的在我里面教导，那我就坐下来，就和弟兄姊妹交通，我就不吃了。但是我跟主说，主啊，今天晚上我肚子饿，睡不着觉，怎么办？
And so I knew that this clearly was the Lord guiding me, so I didn't, and I sat down. But then I thought, if I'm hungry tonight, what will I do?
就那一天晚上呢，聚完会了，报告的弟兄说有一个好消息。
But that night after the gathering was over, they had a special announcement.
他说刚刚有一个弟兄从城里面进来，那是我们在加拿大的温哥华，他从温哥华的 Chinatown 买了中国式的宵夜、炒饭、各式各样的宵夜，带了一车的食物来，请弟兄姊妹吃。
He said that the brother had came in from Vancouver, Chinatown, and brought all kinds of foods and treating everyone to eat it.
因为那个营地吃的是西餐。
Because at the retreat, we were eating Western style food.
我好久没有吃中餐了，我那时候才知道为什么主叫我晚上吃一次就够了。
So it's been a long time since I eat in Chinese food, so now I know why God told me only to eat one time.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？圣灵做恩膏，就是在凡事上跟你有益处的事情上，他要教导我们。
The Spirit, which is anointing, in all things will guide us in anything that's beneficial to us.
当我们任性的时候，他要在我们这个任性的事情上面约束我们，也是教导我们。
And in our own ways, he'll still guide us and teach us.
在我们犯错的时候，他要来光照我们，来带我们悔改，这个也是教导我们。
Or when we sin, the Holy Spirit will also bring us to repentance. This is also teaching or guiding us.
所以恩膏在凡事上面，他来做我们的老师，这个是什么呢？教我们怎么住在主里。
And so the anointing is our teacher in all things, teaching us how to abide in him.
这个住是一个生命的，不止息不间断的活的连结。
And this abiding is something that is continuous, that cannot be broken in our life, this union.
这个连结是把基督的生命借着我的生活流露出来。
And this union is through our own life to flow out Jesus' life.
所以我们接下来要稍微交通一点的。这个恩膏在我们里面的教导。
And the next one to share about the teaching of the anointing in us.
我们学习来认识它。
And how to know it.
我们读一下《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章十九节。
And we'll read 1 Thessalonians 5:19.
保罗在这里说，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
He says, do not quench the spirit.
我们中文加了好几个字，它原来就是不要浇熄圣灵。
I said there's a couple extra words in Chinese.
那个中文说不要消灭圣灵感动，这说出圣灵的感动是很容易被我们人的意志或者我们的情绪把它压下去。
And so originally in Chinese it says that we should not quench the moving of the Holy Spirit. And so this tells us that it's very easy for our own thoughts, our own feelings to quench it.
我们很容易 override 它。
Override it.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我们要认识恩膏在我们里面教导。我刚刚讲，他从来不勉强我们，从来不强迫我们。
And so we have to know the teaching, the anointing in us, but you know, he will never compel us or force us to.
所以保罗讲到在侍奉上面话语说话的时候，他说这个先知的灵呢是顺服先知的。
And so Paul has told us that the spirit of the apostles or prophets will listen to the prophets.
The spirit of the prophet, 他是 他是 listen to the prophet 啊，所以我们这个人可以压制住在我里面的圣灵啊。
So that we may able to override or put down the spirit in us.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是我们首先要知道。第二个哈，我们再说一下，在列王记上十九章十二节。
And the second point is from 1 Kings 19:12.
我们在那里看见了以利亚他从加密山上下来以后啊。列王记上十九章十二节。
It was when, Elijah came down from the mountain.
From Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel.
这个列王记上十九章十二节，我读一下哈，啊，或者我们多读一点，第十一节到第十二节。
We'll read verses 11 and 12.
耶和华说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前。”那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作。崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中；风后地震，耶和华却不在其中；地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中；火后有微小的声音。以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口。有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rock in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave.Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常认为呢，如果圣灵向我们说话，
We often believe that when the Holy Spirit does speak to us,
因为圣灵就是神自己，他的话一定是声音很洪亮，很庄严，很有力的。
And so because the Holy Spirit is God himself, we may think that the voice will be very loud, very great and bold.
或者很清楚的。
Or that will be very clear.
不，你看在旧约时代，神要向人说话的时候，啊，以利亚他到了神的山，他在那里啊，神在从他面前经过的时候，第一个是有烈风大作。
And so here in the Old Testament, when Elijah was at the mountain of God and the Lord passed by, there was a great and strong wind.
崩山碎石，但是耶和华却不在那个情景的里面。
And so it tore the mountains and broke the rocks, but the Lord was not in the wind.
风后有地震，耶和华也不在其中。
And then there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake either.
地震后面有火，主也不在其中。
And the fire afterwards, the Lord was not in that either.
但是火后面有微小的声音，那就是主自己。
But then after the fire, there was a still small voice, and this was the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫我们很稀奇啊！主怎么用这么小的声音？他怎么这么卑微他自己呢？
We may be intrigued by this. Why does the Lord use such a small voice?
我记得我年轻还在学校读书的时候。
When I was younger and I was still in school.
啊，我在西雅图读书啊。我的好几个同学都是基督徒。
I was studying in Seattle, and many of my classmates were also Christian.
所以我们常常在一起吃午饭，一起读圣经，一起祷告。
And so we often ate lunch, read the Bible, and pray together.
有一次我们交通到个人呢，怎样听见主的声音。
And one time we fellowship about how we were able to hear the voice of God.
我这些美国弟兄们呢，美国同学啊，他们都是很认真的基督徒，但是他们说他们从来没有听过主向他们说话。
And so these American classmates, they were very a good devoted Christians, but they said that they never heard the voice of God.
他们认为主要向人说话是很难的事情。他说如果主能够啊，那时候在西雅图有人做广告，
they thought that it was a very hard thing for God to speak to people. And at the time, there are people making advertisements.
啊，他们是租一架飞机，把那个广告用一个很大的布条拖在空中绕，一直就在我们学校上空绕。那所有同学都看见很大的字。
And so they would run an airplane, have it fly a banner with the words on it.
他说，如果主用这种方式跟我说话，那我就一定知道是说话。
And so they said that if the Lord used this method to speak to me, then I would know it was the Lord speaking.
我跟他说，主从来不在向他的儿女们做广告的。
So said that the Lord is never making advertisement to his children.
他们，我们那个时候年轻的，大家都认为主说话是一个神圣的，是一个非常特殊的。不，在这里我们看见，在旧约时代，主就在微小的声音中向他的仆人说话。
And so we thought that God speaking to us was a very divine or very special thing, but God talks to his servants in a still, gentle voice.
所以保罗说圣灵呢是容易被我们消灭的。
And so then Paul says it's easy for us to quench or override the Holy Spirit.
恩膏在我们里面的教导也很容易被我们忽略或者是漏掉。
And we often may be mistaken or forget the teaching of the anointing in us.
恩膏在我们里面教导常常是非常微小的声音，非常细嫩的感觉。
The anointing in us may also often be a very soft, gentle voice, a very small feeling.
或者是在我的良心里面。
Or it may also be in our conscience.
或者似乎是从我自我的意识里面出来。
Or it may be from your own mind or thoughts.
有时候好像是我心里面有声音对我自己说话一样。
Isn't there something in your heart talking to yourself?
但是在这个感觉里面，圣灵把基督的性情和他的心意，还有真理，向我们表达出来。
But it's through these feelings the Holy Spirit is able to show us the nature of the mind and the truth of the Lord.
这个我们常常称叫做我们基督徒里面那个生命的感觉。
And we may refer to this as the feelings of life in us Christians.
这个生命的感觉就好像那个 ointment, 那个膏油涂在这个干燥很干燥很痛的这个皮肤上面一样。
And so these feelings of life are like the anointment being anointed on the very, very dry, very painful skin.
这个弟兄姊妹们，是这样子哈，我们要常常去留意，要回去尊重，要去问主，主啊，这是你吗？
And so we often have to pay attention to respect and to ask the Lord, is this you?
我在讲我自己以前学这个经验，我就发现啊，我自己的理由和判断常常把恩膏在里面的教导把它否决掉。
Before when I was learning this, my own excuses or my own judgment would have forsake the teaching of the anointing in me.
在我40岁左右的时候，那时候我在一个大学城服侍。
Oh, when I was around 40, I was serving in a college town.
我的父母亲住在西雅图，离我住的地方300英里。
And my parents lived in Seattle, which is around 300 miles from me.
有的时候我父亲啊，他有点事情，他给我打个电话，我就立刻放下一切的事情，开车去西雅图。
And sometimes when my father had something, he would call me, I would put down everything and drive up to Seattle.
那么中间呢，要经过波特兰。
And on the way, I have to go through Portland.
波特兰要经过它的市区中心有两条路，一条是 I-5， 另外一条是叫做205。
And so there are two main roads, I-5 or 205.
Yeah. 那每次我到了那个路口的时候，我就问主说：“主啊，前面哪里会塞车？你告诉我，我该走哪一条路？”
And so whenever I got to this intersection, I would pray about.God asking God to help me which one has traffic and which way to go.
祷告完以后，里面就有感觉，你走205，我就走 I-5，结果就塞车。
And after I prayed, there'd be a feeling telling me to go 205, so I went to I-5, and then there was traffic.
下一次我到主面前说，主啊，请你告诉我哪里会塞车，我这一次一定听你。主说你走 I-5，我就走205，还是塞车。
And the next time I said that if you tell me where to go, I'll definitely follow you. They'll tell me I-5, I'll go 205, and there was traffic.
我才发现。原来主是那么的温柔，事后主也不责备我。 但是我感觉很亏欠。
I realized how gentle God was and that he didn't rebuke me afterwards, but I felt very regretful before him.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有在人生经验中，你碰见一件事情，在碰见的时候，你里面有个感觉，这个将来会发生什么事，但是你把它轻忽掉了，结果果然发生了。我们说，刚才的感觉好像是主在提醒我，不要这样做，你有没有这种经验？
So have you ever had an experience where you had this feeling, but then you looked like lightly on it, and then it really happened? And so this was the Lord speaking to you.
就连我今天这个年纪，我都还有这种经验。
And even today for me now, I still have these experiences.
我才发现我的主多爱我。
I realize how much my Lord loves me.
但是他在我们里面的感动啊，是那么的轻微。
But how gentle his moving in us is.
就好像我们皮肤上涂上了膏油，一下你就忘记了膏油在那里。
Like when our skins are moisturized or anointed, then immediately after we'll forget about it.
弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么下一堂我们要讲到怎么等候主。你要，因为主是那么细嫩，如果我们很粗的话，弟兄姊妹，我们就常常消灭圣灵。
And this is what we'll talk about later on, about waiting for the Lord, because the Lord is so gentle that if we are too coarse, then we'll miss it.
我们要在主面前求主让我们属灵的追求对圣灵有一个细嫩体贴的感觉。
And that we ask God that we can have this pursuit for the Lord and that we're able to set our mind on the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵在我们里面的教导第二方面我们再读一点经文约翰福音十六章13节。
And the second aspect of the teaching, the anointing, we can see in John 16:13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.
在这里明白哈，他是说他要引导你们进入一切的真理，英文就是这样说的。
And so here he says that he will guide you into all truth.
然后我们再读约翰一书第二章二十七节。我盼望弟兄姊妹把这一节圣经呢背起来，好好的去祷告，去默想。
And I hope that we can memorize and really meditate on 1 John 2:27.
你们从主所受的恩膏住在你们里面，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
恩膏它是最好的老师。
The anointing is the best teacher.
它的教导和指引跟我们在学校的老师是不一样的。
Its guidance and leading is different from our teachers in school.
刚才我们读约翰福音十六章十三节，主耶稣说圣灵来了，真理的圣灵来，他是引导我们，不是要我们明白，而是进入。
And so the Spirit truth has come, it will guide us into all truth, not that we'll just understand, but to enter into it.
要我们进入真理的里面。
That we can enter into the truth.
所以他的教导啊，不是先从我们的理性上面向我们说明，让我们去了解、去领会。
So this teaching is not just so that we can understand or whatever from the inside,
而是温柔的、安静的在我们里面提醒我们。
But that it gently and quietly reminds us inside,
并且感动我们。
And also it moves us.
好，等待我们。
It also waits for us.
你知道圣灵教导完以后我们还没有顺从啊，圣灵就在那里等我们。
After the Holy Spirit teaches us, before we've even followed it, he's waiting for us.
等我们怎么样，让我们留意他， pay attention to him.
He's waiting for us to pay attention to him.
他留意，我们不仅是留意他，而且我们听他来顺从他。
He's waiting for us not only to pay attention, but also to listen and to obey.
如果我们跟上他的引导，顺从他的教导，
if we're able to follow up to his teaching and to submit to his leading,
我们就会在自己的经验上面，主观的经历 他所要教导我们的真理。
So we can have this subjective, this personal experience to understand the truth he taught us.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常奇妙的。
And this is a very amazing thing.
我们服侍主，要认识主，不是光是背圣经，用功的读圣经，听别人讲道，我们就会明白的。
When we serve and know the Lord, it's not just about reading his words very well and then we can understand it.
那是最基本的功夫。
That's the most basic work.
但是你要进入的真理的实际是圣灵带你我进去的。
But to enter into the reality of the truth, the Holy Spirit has to bring us into it.
我可能讲过我自己这个见证。我再说一次。
I may have said this testimony.
Yeah. 我们知道我们信主啊，我们来到神的面前，我们称他做天父。
When we believe and we come before him, we call him our Abba Father, Heavenly Father.
我们来到神的面前，我们说父神 ,Abba Father, 我们的天父。
We come before God, we say Abba Father.
我们来到主耶稣面前，我们呼喊主耶稣，我们的主。
When we come before Jesus, we call him the Lord Jesus, our Lord.
Yeah, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord. 啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们都有这个认识，对不对？
So we all have this understanding.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹，你不仅认识，而且你真感觉到神像我爸爸一样，他那么爱我，他那么保护我。
And so not only do we know this, we also truly believe that he is like our father, that he's protecting us.
我们每一次来擘饼，我们面对主耶稣，我真感觉到他是我的救主，因为他为我钉死在十字架上。
Or we come before the bread and cup, we truly realize that he is our Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross for us.
但是这两个真理，这个实际啊，对我来讲要进入是非常不容易的。
But for me to enter into the reality of this truth is very hard.
我第一关呢，耶稣基督是主啊，我十二岁受浸。
So I was baptized when I was 12.
我承认耶稣是主。
And I acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord.
但是等到我读大学的时候，我有一个问题，我说主啊，你是主，但是你宝血的功效在我身上却不真实。
And so when I was in college, I had the question that you are Lord, but the work of your cleansing blood is not true in me.
因为我常常里面有这个罪的感觉 ,guilty feeling。
Because I often had this guilty feeling in me.
我觉得我是一个非常污秽的人，非常这个是这个啊，这个会违背神的人。
And I felt that I was constantly someone who was against the Lord.
那个罪压得我痛苦的不得了。
And I was so bitter because of the sin pressuring on me.
到一个地步，我觉得都是因为信耶稣，我才会这个样子。
To the point I believe that I only felt this way because I believed in the Lord.
我心里面就想哈，如果主不把赦罪的平安给我，我就不信了。
And so I felt that if God didn't give me the peace of his salvation, then I wouldn't believe anymore.
但是我外面呢，我还是很认真的，我都聚会。
But on the outside, I still diligently went to the gatherings.
有的时候我真的受不了了，我有一次我问一位年长的基督徒，我怎么样能得平安？
And so once when I couldn't take it anymore, I asked the older believer, how can I get peace?
我把我里面的痛苦挣扎告诉他，他就带我读约翰一书第一章第七节到第九节。
And so I told him my hardships, and he led me in reading 1 John 1, 7 to 9.
他说呢，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里。
And if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这年长的基督徒带我读了，他说你相不相信这个话，我说我相信。
And so he led me to read this and he asked, do I believe these words? And I said, yes.
他说好，那你认不认罪？我说我认罪。
And then he asked, do you confess your sins? And I said, yes.
那你就求主赦免。
And then so then you should ask God to And I ask God to forgive my sins.
赦免完了以后，我站起来还是没有平安。
And afterwards, I still didn't feel at peace.
我非常的痛苦。
And so I was very miserable.
我也不敢跟家里人说我快要信不下去了，但是我心里面真是这样想，我信不下去了，我没有办法走。
I didn't want to tell my family that I couldn't believe anymore, but in my heart, that's how I felt.
可能我的光景，教会年长弟兄姊妹觉察到，他们不住的在为我祷告。
And maybe those in the church felt my perspective, and they were constantly praying for me.
我在一次的青年基督徒的夏令会里面。
And once at a youth Christian conference.
都是大学生。
It was all college students.
那么在那一次聚会里面呢，这个问题我问不出来，但是主知道，主把我带到他的面前去祷告。
And so I wasn't able to ask this question aloud, but the Lord knew, and He brought me before Him to pray.
那一天，当我跪在主面前祷告的时候，忽然之间，我仿佛看见主被挂在十字架上。
And that day, as I knelt and prayed before Him, I saw the Lord on the cross.
我心里面感觉糟了，我一定要被定罪，无地自容了。因为有人讲说，你一看见主啊，我就无地自容，挖个坑躲起来。
And so I thought that, oh no, and I was being, I had to prepare my sins now. I know where to go. I wanted to hide from the glory.
但是呢，那一天，主把他的十字架活化在我眼前，我里面得着的赦罪的平安，到今天没有离开过。
And so that day when the Lord put His cross before me, then the peace of knowing that my sins are forgiven hasn't left me to this day.
那是谁做的呢？
Who did this?
是圣灵做的。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么我信了主耶稣了，以后我呼喊主，耶稣是我的主，非常的亲近，非常的甜美。
And so from then on, I drew very close to the fact that He is, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以每次听弟兄姊妹祷告，开口说“亲爱的主耶稣”，我心里面就好甜美，好喜乐。
And so then when people prayed that my precious Lord, then I felt very, this was very beautiful, very joyful.
那个喜乐是哪里来的呢？是真理的圣灵带我进入那个实际了。
And this joy was because the Spirit of Truth brought me into the reality of it.
但我还是有一个难处。
But then I still had another hardship or barrier.
之后呢，我就开始有正常的教会生活，每个主日我都拨饼了。
And then I would have this normal bread and cup meeting every week.
在拨饼聚会我就碰见难处了。
But then I encountered a hardship in the bread and cup meeting.
那个时候聚会呢，有一些弟兄姊妹，他们有一点英国弟兄会的背景。
So at this time, some of the people in the church had a perspective from
the Brethren movement.The background of Brethren movement. 他们拨饼是这样，在领饼杯之前，他们是敬拜主的，他们是祷告主耶稣，感谢主耶稣为我死，赞美主的名，这一面。
And so they had the background from the Brethren movement. So before the bread and table part, they would pray about the Son, about Jesus.
Before partaking the bread and cup.They worship Jesus, our Lord. Now, after they partaken the bread and cup, 他们就开始 turn to worship Father, God. 他们就开始敬拜父了。
So I
好，没有关系，我用英文讲，你就不用翻了。那么每一次到拨完饼我们领完饼杯以后，就有弟兄姊妹开始祷告：“阿爸父亲，我感谢你把你的儿子给我们。”
And so then after we took this bread and cup, people may pray, "Abba Father, we thank you that you gave your son to us."
哎呀，我那时候心里面，我就觉得我很感谢神是我的父亲，但是我很怕父亲，因为我肉身的父亲是很严肃的，从来不跟我们随便讲话的。
And so on one hand, I was very thankful that God was my father, but on the other hand, I was scared of it because my physical father was very stern to us.
这是我的一个很大的难处，所以每一次拨饼聚会，前一半我很喜乐，后一半我就没有声音了。
And so this was a hardship for me. The first half I was very joyful, but in the second half I didn't have anything more to say.
而我有这个难处，我没有跟任何人讲，但是主知道，圣灵知道。
So I had this hardship. I didn't tell anyone else, but the Lord knew. The Holy Spirit knew.
有一次，我去参加一个夏令会。
And one time when I attended a retreat.
在下午的那一堂结束以后，吃晚饭之前有一个多钟头的自由时间。
After the afternoon message ended, there was an hour of time before dinner.
那么我就跟我的 roommate, 我们两个弟兄呢，就在 campus 一起交通，一起散步。
So then my roommate and I, we fellowship and walked around the campus.
忽然之间啊，圣灵给我一个催促，你回房间去，回房间去，三次。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit gave me a feeling that to go back to the room, it was three times.
我就跟我的 roommate 讲说，我要回房间去祷告，请你不要回来，我会把门锁上。
And so I told my roommate, I have to go back to the room and pray, please don't come back, I'll lock the door.
我那一天才一回到房间，锁上门，跪下来。你知道发生什么事吗？忽然之间呢，路加福音十五章那个老父亲那一幅图画活化在我的眼前。
And so suddenly, as soon as I got back in the room, the vision from Luke 15 of the old father appeared before my eyes.
这父的爱啊，整个浇灌在我的心里面。我一直在那里流泪，但是里面满了喜乐。
And so the love of the father poured into me, and I was crying, but I was full of joy.
从那一次以后，只要听见有人喊阿爸 Father, Heavenly Father,我心里面那个喜乐跟我遇见主耶稣是一模一样的。
And so from then on, whenever I heard someone say, Abba Father, Heavenly Father, the joy in me was the same as seeing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我原来对于主耶稣是救主，神是父亲，都是头脑上的知道和明白。
Before, my knowledge of knowing Jesus as Lord and God as the Father was just head knowledge.
但是当圣灵引导我们的时候，你就进去了。
But when the Holy Spirit guides us, then we're able to enter into it.
进去以后，你一生都不会忘记。
And after you enter into it, you won't forget it your whole life.
而且每一次碰见弟兄姊妹这样祷告、这样交通的时候，我们心里面心弦就被波动，我们就有 resonance.
And that every time you hear someone pray about this or fellowship about this, you have this resonance in your heart.
这个叫做恩膏的教训。
This is called the teaching of the anointing.
当我们得着这些教训的时候，我们就住在主里面。
And we're able to receive this kind of teaching, then we're able to abide in the Lord.
所以我们在读约翰一书第二章二十七节，你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And then we'll again read from verse John 2:27 that we have to by the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you.
圣灵呢，就是恩膏。他说，在凡事上教导我们。
And the Holy Spirit is anointing, which teaches us in all things.
就告诉我们说，没有太大的事，也没有太小的事。
That there's nothing too big or too small.
也没有无所谓的事。
Or nothing that doesn't matter.
不论什么样的情况。
And no matter what kind of situation.
因为我们是属主的人，他就要来教导我们。
Because we belong to the Lord, the Holy Spirit will teach us.
这是他的责任。
This is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit.
这也是圣灵的喜乐。
It's also the joy of the Holy Spirit.
但是他要得着我们的留意。
But he has to receive our attention.
他需要我们有寻求的态度。
He needs us to have an attitude of pursuit.
我们要有一个甘心情愿去体贴圣灵的态度。
We have to have this willing heart attitude to go according to the Spirit.
那么他就一定在每一件事情上面教导我们，帮助我们。
And that he will definitely teach us and help us in everything.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主呼召我们要住在他里面那个住的路。
This is the calling of the Lord to abide in us. This is the way of abiding.
这个路不是你我立志，也不是你我做功课操练，而是在信心和爱心中。去体贴圣灵。
And this way is not something through our own will or our own practice, but through faith and through love according to the Spirit.
我们知道在使徒行传里面， 初期教会的信徒们，他们一得救就进入这个生活。
In Acts, for the early churches, when they were first believed, they entered into this perspective.
所以你看呢，这个亚拿尼亚在家里面祷告，圣灵跟他说：“亚拿尼亚，你到直接去，有一个大数人叫做扫罗的，你去为他按手。”
And so when Ananias was praying in his house, the Holy Spirit told him to go out to Saul and to lay your hands on him.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，他能够听见恩膏指引他。
He was able to hear the guidance, the leading of the anointing.
我们读《使徒行传》呢，你就发现第一世纪的教会哈，他们真是蒙福的一群人。
And as we read Acts, we see that the first churches, they really were those who were blessed.
因为他们活出了真正的基督徒的生活和正常基督徒的生活。
Because they were able to live out the true and the normal Christian life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天在主耶稣回来以前。主对教会的呼召仍然是一样的。
And before the Lord returns again, His call for the churches is the same.
而且主给你我的供应跟第一世纪的时候是一样的。
And what the Lord has given to us and to the first churches is the same.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们能够这样子被带进真理的里面，我们是何等的有福气。
If we're able to be brought into the truth, then we truly are blessed.
不要等到年老了、啊、说不定有一天我就真的住在主里面，应该从孩童时代就学。
Don't wait until you're older and you're truly with the Lord, but from when you're young, you should start learning this.、
啊、弟兄姊妹们，我这一次啊，我在 DC 看见好多年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们我们经历了圣灵在我们里面的教导。
But today in DC, I saw that many people who are truly experienced the teaching of the Spirit.
我们很可能的，你在不到三十岁，你对主已经有丰富的经历和认识。
And that before you're 30, you may have the full experiences and not understanding the Lord.
我们顺从恩膏的教训。
First, to follow the teaching, the anointing.
就是接受圣灵的引导。
It's to accept the leading of the Holy Spirit.
好，我来读一点经文，罗马书第八章。十三节十四节。
Romans 8:13-14.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
弟兄姊妹们，神拯救我们。
God has saved us.
我们是神的儿女。
And we are also the children of God.
那么神栽培我们。
And that God,
He cultivates us.
And God cultivates us.
他栽培我们的是要我们成为儿子，就是长大成人。
He cultivates us to be sons, to be those who are grown and mature.
神不要只有儿女都是小婴孩，小 baby.
He doesn't just want children who are babies.
那是我们要脱开基督徒那个婴孩的阶段。
And that we have to deliver from this, the baby, time part of being babies as Christians.
Yeah, 我们知道在哥林多前书第二章里面，保罗讲到哥林多的弟兄姊妹是第三章啊，讲到他们是在基督里的婴孩。
In First Corinthians 3, talks about how they're infants in Christ.
那么保罗说你们应该要长大成人。
And he tells them that you need to grow up.
怎么能够长大成人呢？我们学会顺从恩膏的教训。
In order for us to grow up, we have to learn to obey the teaching and anointing.
顺从恩膏的教训就是保罗所说的接受圣灵的引导。
To obey the teaching and anointing is to accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个我们这样在相信接受圣灵的指示，我们用信心来接受。
And so through faith, we're able to believe and to accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
并且我们在爱心中来依靠住在我们里面圣灵给我们能力。
And then through love, we'll also be able to rely on the indwelling Holy Spirit for strength.
来遵行他的教导和旨意。
To be able to obey his teaching and guidance.
弟兄姊妹，保罗就告诉我们说，圣灵就会在我们身上啊，致使那些从肉身出来的没有属灵价值的行为。
And the Spirit can put to death the deeds of the body that have no spiritual impact.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们就不再做宗教徒。
And so that we're no longer just religious.
啊，我们呢，乃是与基督连结，我们真正活出基督生命的。
But rather that we can truly unite with Jesus and live out His life.
当我们顺服圣灵啊。你就看见基督十字架工作完成的致死和复活的工作呢，就实现在我们生命性情里面。
And so then, when this happens, the work of the cross, the resurrection, the death can truly be can truly happen in us.
所以不需要我们天天咬紧牙根呢，这个啊受苦啊，但是十字架的功效。确实在我们身上显明出来。
And so we don't have to bite our teeth and endure these hardships, but rather the work of the cross can happen in us.
所以保罗说啊，凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
So Paul says that for many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，儿子就是要承受产业的。
And sons are those who will have an inheritance.
啊，弟兄姊妹，父神就能够把他的心意托付给这一班。
And that God the Father, He can give His will to these people.
好，今天晚上我就交通到这里。
I'll finish my sharing here for tonight.
但愿主在这些日子啊，啊，用他的真理和他的慈爱吸引我们到他的自己跟前。
And may in these days God uses His truth and His love to draw us near to Him.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹，啊，从最年幼的到最年长的，我们都活在恩高的教训底下。
For all brothers and sisters, those who are young and old, we all live under the teaching of the anointing.
我们学习照着恩高的教训住在主里面。
May we learn to abide in the Lord, following the teaching of the anointing.
一个住在主里面的人呢，他是喜乐的。
Someone who abides in the Lord is someone who's joyful.
住在主里面的人是安息的。
And if you abide in the Lord, then you will have peace.
啊，一个住在主里面的人，在属灵的事情上面是有力量。
And someone who abides in the Lord will have strength and power in spiritual matters.
愿主祝福他的话，也祝福弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless his words and also brothers and sisters.
我们。可以有一点时间祷告，好不好
？We'll have some time for prayer.
我们请弟兄姊妹自由的把我们的心愿献在主面前，好不好？好，我们多一点弟兄姊妹祷告。最后呢，我们请王聪弟兄，好不好？我也请David Chen 弟兄。好不好？你可以，你们祷告。